Oh dear, oh dear. Oh, it's been ages since I've done one of these. And I thought I'd let my point be known. I don't usually record one of these until I'm really angry about something, usually. I think it's best to keep your anger boiled up, don't you? Then release it randomly at people. It's best, really. Today I was on YouTube and I was just watching a video and you know how it is on YouTube, you watch a video and then you watch another and another, and before you know it about a day has passed, and I thought I'd comment on one video in particular. So I was typing my comment and it was a thorough comment, about 400 characters, maybe 500, like a nice big chunky paragraph. And as I was halfway through typing it, I started to see a little counter I didn't really notice before in the bottom right-hand corner of the comment window. And it was saying characters left. Minus 10, minus 20, and the more I was typing, it was going, you know, minus 40, 50. And I thought, no, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't, YouTube wouldn't do that to us. We've got Twitter, which has made its entire career, its entire business model, is of 140 characters, or however many characters it is. Not any more than that. Now, you can post images in Twitter, videos, links, hashtags. What can you post in the YouTube comments? I'll give you a clue. Fuck all! You can't post anything in there. Any links are automatically blocked, locked and binned. And I understand why that is, so you can't post pornographic content or illegal content on there. That, yeah, fair enough, right? But limiting what we can say on a video. I don't know about you, but the whole fucking point of YouTube, one of the main functions of it, is to be like a mini social network in itself, where hundreds and thousands of people can watch a video and all comment on what they're seeing. It might not be a true social event. You know, it might not be like you're watching it live and you can comment and sort of joke along. But there is an illusion of a social gathering there, isn't there? So imagine my frustration when I discovered that you're limited on what you can say. Say what you like in the YouTube comments, just limit it to 200 characters. And quite frankly, that's the most cunty move I think YouTube have ever done. Because, as far as I'm concerned, it was snuck upon us. It was sneaked out like ninjas in the middle of the night. There was no warning of this, there was no email updates, there was nothing on the front of their main page. You know, I go to YouTube every day and there's not a mention of it. Even a Google search doesn't bring up too many results, and half of the YouTube community seem to be scratching their thick monkey craniums and thinking, well, some videos have a limit and some videos don't have a limit. What's going on? So, you know what, YouTube? Fuck you, because I've had enough. What I said in one of my other comments, and is what I'll say here in conclusion, you're not fucking too big to fall. You start pissing on the people who rely on your service and they will leave in droves, and it's as simple as that. You've tried to compete with Facebook, with Google Plus, and it's not working. Is it because Facebook's better than Google Plus? No, it's simply because there's more people on Facebook, and it's a simple mathematic equation. You have millions of people on Facebook, you're not going to entice them away, it's a done deal, let it go, let them fucking go. Now, using that logic, you might think that no one's going to get off of YouTube and find another service. Well, I guarantee you they will if they get pissed on. The next logical step for YouTube, the next step, will be to limit the comments even more, limit them to 100 characters, and finally block comments altogether. Incorporate it inside Google Plus, so you have to join their Google Plus service to comment on a YouTube video. That's what it will be next. And that is a day when I'd get really pissed off. But the depressing thing is, there's nothing that I can do about it.